Mahanga Maru is the chief executive of Air Ruatoria, and they've launched a bilingual Te Reo Māori and English flight safety card that's been approved by the Civil Aviation Authority to mark 50 years of Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori and promote both aviation safety and regional identity. Tēnā koe, Mahanga. Ko te o tēnei.
Kia ora.
Thanks so much for talking airlines, reo, and the good things in life. Too cool, Mahanga.
Kia ora,
Air Ruatoria. I remember it used to be so busy, the airfield, that they had a teapot with two spouts. Or so somebody once told me. Have you heard of that story, Mahanga?
So what was that, Dale? They had a
teapot with two spouts because there were so many people flying into Ruatoria. Or so Derek Fox tells me way back in the day. How long have you been flying, Mahanga? What's your story with your pilot's license?
Kia ora, we probably had a billy, to be honest, for Derek. So I got my, what they call, private pilot license in 1986. So just last week, Dale.
You don't sound that old.
Well, yeah, I've been around for a wee while, but okay. I still love what I love what I do.
Yeah, good on you. Tell us more about Air Ruatoria, please, mate. And how many planes are you operating, and how often do you fly into that proud community?
Well, essentially, I mean, Air Ruatoria was an idea proposed by some farmers, some locals back home in 1971. So they were busy running around the countryside and doing what we call charters and various other things. And they applied to the government to become a regulated airline, if you like. And unfortunately, the pilots were all private pilots, which, you know, was kind of illegal. So anyway, about 20 years later, I found out, well, I was aware of Air Ruatoria through the Ruatoria Aero Club, and living there, watching aircraft fly, I thought maybe one day that would be me. So, of course, I eventually, you know, got my license. And about 5 years ago, I went home and set up Air Ruatoria, which is what they call a general aviation airline. It's just a very small boutique operation, Dale, but operator, just one aircraft, and I've recently expanded into Whakatāne, actually. But yeah, so on demand, really, and really busy post-Gabriel, but provide charter services and scenic flights around our Maungatapu, Hikarangi at home, and also now Whakaari White Island in Te Waka Atui.
Tēnā koe. What sort of plane are you using, Maha?
Oh, it's called a Cessna 206, Dale. It's a six-seat. It's a bit like an SUV of the sky. They're a pretty versatile machine, a bit like a Ranger or a Hilux. You can perform a number of roles, carry up to five passengers. Very versatile and very reliable.
Tēnā koe. And obviously, there's an obligation, because it's a commercial operation, to talk matters of aviation safety. We've all been on planes, and note that that's a requirement by law in New Zealand, and I guess that goes without saying whether you're a big or small airline or carrier, but you've put together a bilingual safety initiative, and this has been obviously given the tick of approval by the Civil Aviation Authority, which is encouraging too, because that's not always a given. Talk with us about the thinking and then the pathway through to get that acknowledged and ultimately utilised as we acknowledge and celebrate Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori, please, Mahanga.
Tēnā koe, tiko kōrero. So yes, I mean, look, it's our official language, as everybody knows, and I just thought, given, you know, I fly a lot of our people from home, kōrero Māori, rātou katoa, o te reo rangatira o Ngāti Pro, so why not provide them with an option of reading and understanding what a safety briefing looks like in our operation in Te Reo. So engaged with the Civil Aviation Authority, and they're very supportive, as provided there was an English comparison or an English version on the back, which there is. And it's been well received. And then earlier this week, I was at what they call the Aviation Industry Association Conference, coincided with Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori, and really proposed to and presented the option to my airline colleagues to follow suit. As everyone knows, Te Reo Māori is our language. It's you know, point of difference for us in the world. It's who we are, and certainly in the skies, our clients, customers from Aotearoa and overseas really enjoy learning and understanding more about our world, and of course learning Te Reo Māori. So it's a very sensible, pragmatic approach to take, Behoa, and I'm really hopeful that Air New Zealand and others, Air Chatham's, Origin Airlines, domestic operators and international people flying here might take a similar approach, adopt a similar approach to promote our deal.
Tēnā koe. Am I to assume there's some bilingual approaches here? Are we talking a flight safety card, or is it the kōrero that you share? So the flight safety card has a version in Te Reo Māori and in English. If you flip it over, is that what we're dealing with here?
Yes, but our point of difference really is as the type of operator we are. I mean, we use, you know, tikanga Māori, te reo Māori. We make our customers feel welcome, comfortable. You know, Manaaki, we look after them in all respects, get them from A to B, and even perform karakia. So it's just part of who we are, Dale, as Māori, Ngāti Pro, I'm sure others do, and it's really important.
I think having a karakia sounds pretty cool before taking a flight. Regional airlines have been struggling. We see the closure of some Air Chatham springs to mind as well, that taking on routes rather than just to Te Kōhu and back to the mainland. What would you say about commercial opportunities for regional airlines like your own? And do you think the government should expand its support for such airlines?
Look, it's economic conditions across the board are pretty tough at the moment, and so everyone's working hard in the regional airline space to make it work. I mean, the government have recently launched a package, I think, through Matua Shane Jones to support regional airlines with concessionary loans. So that's, I think, that's been regarded as a great help. But ultimately, you know, relies on people and the airlines themselves, ourselves, to work together to be able to make present viable routes, viable operations, and get that support. So, but you know, the backdrop to that, Ehoa, is, you know, things are pretty tough and cost of living. So flying, you know, is certainly increased. We try hard to make sure we, you know, maintain, you know, reasonable pricing, but unfortunately, costs are increasing across the board, including fuel, landing charges, and other costs relating to the activity.
Tēnā koe. You mentioned whakatāne. So I'm picturing Ruatoria, he pai. How does whakatāne fit into Air Ruatoria and the way you operate?
Oh, kia ora. So no, recently we acquired the business of White Island Scenic Flights, which is a small operator, operates some aircraft out to Whakaari White Island. So obviously people aren't allowed to land there. However, there's still a lot of international interest of manuhiri who come to whakatāne to see the Māori kura, Whakaari, and also they're interested in Tarawera as well. So we're now operating from whakatāne out to Whakaari, Tarawera, in the general area. I mean, the Te Waka Toi, I mean, look, Ngāti Pro, you know, Derek would have told you, is a beautiful rohe, Te Goingi Maunga, but I have to say our mātātua and our relations have got some taonga over here too, Ehoa.
Hey, unashamed opportunity here to advertise Air Ruatoria. So, you know, if I came and climbed in and you're the pilot, you're going to have a little Mickey and a karakia, we're all feeling good. And then you're going to take us up into the skies around your beautiful maunga. But not just there. Sometimes it's so enriching to see our land from the air. I'm sure you loved it from the first time up in the skies there, Mahanga, but continue to be amazed. And, you know, we can drive for all we like around our country. And, you know, even though I fly sort of from Auckland to Wellington or Palmerston or something, you know, I just can't help glimpsing out the window and marvelling at our land. So it's such an interesting way to see the whenua. Take us on a bit of a tour of, you know, if you wanted to show us around your beautiful part of our nation, what would we see? Where would you take us?
they can only be one biased response to that, also. Look, obviously, Ruatoria domestic state highway 35, turn left off into Tupperwaddle Road. You'll be met greeted by myself. And look, the flight is beautiful. It goes up Top Waddle Valley past five different maunga, Parikia, Taitai, Whanakawa, Aorangi, and of course, Hikurangi. On a beautiful day, you can see right across to Ruapehu, Tongariro, and Taranaki. And it's just, you know, it's just majestic. It's very difficult to describe. And, you know, I still feel the mana and the mauri of our maunga and the tapu of that. But also, you know, if you we fly to a place called Lawton Point, East Cape Lighthouse, which is well known to many, many visitors. Those beaches are majestic. They're isolated and have... you won't see many caravans there in the summertime because of the remoteness. But equally, you know, the Whanapanui, that coast is just as special, the deep waters, green waters, and of course with the colours that change in the different light. And then Whakaari itself, which we obviously fly to, is has its own mana, own mauri, and you're almost breathtaking to some extent when you... when you can see that motere in its natural state. So, you know, that's just one part of our world. You know, there's other parts of Te Kai Māui, which is just as gorgeous and attractive. I'm here in Rotorua at the moment, and these lakes are glistening on a beautiful day from 5,000 feet. So, like, I could I could talk all day about it, but look, the most important thing it was, you know, people should get into the air and experience our wonderful country.
Flick us some video up to wateanews.com, mate. We'll whack it up alongside our kōrero. And if you're listening today, what a hoot that'd be, wouldn't it? It'd be a once-in-a-lifetime experience on a small Cessna guided by Mahanga, rich in its reo Māori and its celebration of our whenua, and obviously seeing our land in ways that we are denied when we're trucking along in our vehicles. So, really neat catching up with you. Thanks very much, Mahanga. Thanks for the initiative of celebrating our reo in this way. And all the very best with the mahi. And, of course, the new route taking you out to Whakaari as well. A pleasure talking with you at Te Rangatira. Mihana kia koe. E Mahanga, kia ora atu koe.
Tēnā koe, o tira, kia ora tātou.
Tēnā koe. 603 Urban Māori Radio. It's 8:40.